This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. It is Friday and a gorgeous one at that.
It is outstanding out there.
We'll take it.
Yes.
All day long.
It's so beautiful. You know, I had a lady, a waitress, at a restaurant yesterday, basically telling me that because this is going to be the longest we've waited for snow, that this is proof of global warming.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't go off. I was nice. I just, you know. But I'm just thinking, you're right. It all hit this year. Okay? Yeah. Granted, there's been no buildup over the previous several years, but just this year, global warming happened.
Yeah, I've lived here 57 years, and it's not the first time we've ever seen this.
No, we've had a lot of warm
exactly
winters. I just thought that was kind of funny.
I can remember many a Thanksgiving, you know, being outside, playing football, doing whatever. And I've had some where it was, you know, remember some where it was so snowy you didn't want to go outside. We've had both.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
It is fun when it's like this, though.
Yeah, if it's not going to snow, this is fine. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't ask yesterday's question, impossible question, on the RushToReason.com website. 60% of kids admitted to stealing this from their parents. What is it? Their clothing from the 80s and 90s. Okay, folks.
Really?
If you still have clothes from the 80s and 90s in your closets, you're pathetic.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Wow. Okay.
You're either a hoarder, or you don't throw anything away ever, or there's some old heirloom outfit you're hanging on to for whatever God knows reason. I have no idea. Toss it.
60%
said
says their parents even had this
60%, I guess.
What about going through their wallet? What about going through their purse?
I never wanted to wear, you know, anything my folks wore back in, you know, I guess in my day it would have been the 50s.
Yeah. No, I didn't either.
Or 60s, 50s or 60s.
Anything that your parents were wearing, that wasn't cool.
Top answer was money from the wallet, by the way.
Okay, then. Well, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Today, impossible question is, 8% of men have made, that's not many, by the way, 8% of men have made this mistake on the first date. What is it?
You sure you want to eat that? It's really fattening.
That would not be a good one. Asking her to pay the bill, burping at dinner, asking her how much money she makes, or talking about his ex.
No matter what she suggests, say, no, I'm not sure mother would approve. What do you think?
Probably doesn't fly either.
That doesn't fly?
No, not if you want a second date.
Yeah, okay. Asking her to pay the bill, no. 0% are going to say that. No one's that dumb.
Oh, you would be shocked.
No. I cannot.
Oh, you will be shocked, Andy. I bet it's over half, do.
No.
Oh, I'm not joking.
Even in this society where, let's face it, there are no men.
I raised daughters, Andy. You would be shocked. And that was 15 years ago.
Were your daughters armed at the time?
My daughters were taught that if that happened, they were to no longer date that said individual.
No kidding. Okay, burping.
But it happened, believe it or not, even back then.
Burping at dinner, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Asking her how much money she makes? No. Talking about your ex. I could see 8% doing that. Talking about their ex.
Or more.
Man, you're almost as pretty as she was.
Not a good pickup line, by the way. I wouldn't start there.
Okay.
Just saying. All right, before we get going into today's program, because Andy's going to come right back, we're going to do a movie review.
Yep.
Which is what today?
It is Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City.
Okay.
Zombies.
But in honor of actors, and you know, real quick, Andy and I, in this particular situation, I've talked a little bit about it. I've had a couple of interviews when it comes to the situation with Alec Baldwin.
Right.
So let me just play you, though, what his explanation of what happened is. Charlie, get my laptop up, by the way. Charlie, get my laptop up. Laptop up, please. Yeah, all righty.
Charlie ready? Says you have to pay a fee.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to slide it through. I'm sliding the money under the table as
okay,
we speak.
Okay.
There you
go.
I just have to laugh. Oh. This is the real interview with Stephanopoulos. I cannot believe this.
You know, I was talking to Jersey Joe online, and because everybody's trying to ignore the killer and blame the SUV in Waukesha.
Yes.
I said, do you think the SUV pulled the trigger? I mean, do you think, because this SUV gets around. I have no idea what Baldwin is thinking.
You want me to play a little more?
There's more.
Imagine that, Andy.
It can happen. Look, but I, from the start, have cut him.
We've cut him a lot of slack.
I've cut him some slack.
Probably more than he deserved.
Well, at this point, after that, yeah. But, I mean, my whole point was simple. Look, that thing has been checked, and he was told it was cleared. And he has spent, you know, he has spent several decades pointing guns, you know, mock pointing them at people all over, like, you know, working out a scene, practicing a scene and doing this. The idea that he would actually pull the trigger and it would go off was obviously unfathomable because you're spending literally decades with that never happening. I get that. Okay. Even though, you never want to point a gun.
You can't say
right
I didn't pull the trigger.
But saying you didn't pull the trigger.
I mean, at that point,
dude,
all bets are off. I'm sorry.
Well, and besides which, John, why do you say that now? Why didn't you say that right away? Think about that.
Good point.
I mean, you wait this long and then you say, oh, wait, you know what?
Wait, I never pulled the trigger.
I thought of something. That trigger thingy, there's a trigger thingy. If you know, most people think that you got to pull that for a bullet to come out.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
They don't go off by themselves, folks, by the way. Somebody that's been around guns literally my entire life, other than when I was, you know, 2-3 years of age. But from 4 or 5 years of age up, you know, my dad was an outdoorsman, hunter, fisherman. We shot, did everything at a very early age. I can tell you right now, firsthand, guns don't go off by themselves.
I know they don't. Do you think the gun will be prosecuted? You know, and this is all
like
really
the SUV.
Here's another thing that really gets me, John, because this is really funny in just that anybody would even think of offering that excuse, right? It's so ludicrous.
It's just such a ludicrous thing. Yeah, thank you.
And yet, at the heart of this, somebody's still dead.
True.
Okay.
Good point.
We're still talking about a tragedy here.
Yeah, good point.
And then he brings in this ludicrous,
sideshow kind of
excuse. So anyway.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, you know, you are spot on. I mean, it really, what you just said, I hadn't really thought about this prior, but that excuse is a slap in the face to the family who has a dead daughter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. It cheapens
it. Really is. It does. You're basically coming up with the lamest.
You're downplaying.
Excuse you could ever think of in your life. Well, I don't know how it went off. I didn't pull the trigger.
Alex.
That's like a drunk saying, Andy, I wasn't behind the wheel.
Yeah. Alec, dude, stick with, I made a mistake. I have practiced with these for decades. Never.
I didn't know the gun was loaded, whatever.
I was told it was cleared, which he was. It was a terrible mistake. Leave it at that.
Don't be a dodo bird.
I didn't pull the trigger.
Oh, my word.
Well, let me ask you this, John, before, you know, we'll go to break here in a moment. Do you think that he was told by someone?
I don't know.
That
question,
your
Andy.
Other reasoning won't be enough because they'll say yes, but you should never practice with it pointed at anyone, even though it's never happened. Doesn't matter. You never do that, and this will not hold up. So that you have to say that you never pulled the trigger. I'm grasping at straws here. Okay?
You could be right. I mean, I don't know if that in fact is the case. Those are some really, really, really stupid people giving stupid advice.
Yes. Fire your advisors, Alex.
That is really dumb.
Because,
and by the way, if he's not smart enough to understand what you and I just said,
yeah,
and he goes ahead and goes through with it, tells you how dumb he really is.
I know.
I mean, I, Not that I thought he was an intelligent guy to begin with, but let's face it, you know, he's been in the acting world forever, and he's done pretty well, and he's made some money, and, you know, you can't discount any of that. But for him to go out and now do this, he's a moron.
Yeah, and also he's a zillionaire actor who's very politically active and has lots of advisors, and this is what he comes up with? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, if this is the best you can do, you need a new set.
Yeah.
What is his net worth, by the way? Do you know?
No idea. It's got to be an awful lot.
It'll be less now.
And by the way, you know, he's done a lot of great stuff in film. I mean,
oh, he has. Yeah. Won't disagree with you on
right.
that at all.
Right. What I mean is, therefore, he has a lot of money. Do you have it yet, his net worth?
Actually,
is it actually dropping?
It's not as high as I would have thought.
Is it doing one of those meters, like a reverse of the national debt? It's going down?
Well, and all of these, of course, are guesstimates, because nobody ever knows exactly what these guys are worth. But celebrity net worth says $60 million. I thought it'd be much higher than that.
Now, does that include, all of his assets?
Yeah, well, yeah, net worth is net worth, yes.
Oh, net worth, okay.
So, yeah, that's assets minus whatever debt they might think he's got, and that's low. I would have figured it'd be higher than that.
I would have thought
$60 million for what he's done in film isn't that much.
I would have thought at least 200.
Oh, me too. I was thinking it'd be 200-300.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
60 is all. Now, 60's not bad. I'm not saying that's, but for all that he's done, maybe he's not as smart as I thought he was.
Well, I was talking to
saying.
We'll close with this. I was talking to Jersey Joe, and you know, and he feels Alec is guilty no matter what, because
I do too.
Because you cannot take that risk, that chance, even though I, on the other hand, feel it's a prop gun, and I think maybe he's guilty no matter what, but maybe not, because decades of this never being an issue and you being given a gun that you are told is cleared.
I didn't pass judgment at all until today.
Well, bottom line, what he said today, or was it yesterday?
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, whatever. This kind of changes things.
Oh, it does for me. Real quick for comparison.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood is 375. Alec's 60.
Alec is 60.
Clint is 375.
And Alec has been doing TV all along and making tons of money doing it. He's fun. The guy is a very funny guy and a good actor.
Right. I mean, he's worked probably not as long as Clint because he's not the same age, but as far as how many things he's done, it's probably comparable.
Yeah, I mean, Clint.
Am I right?
Well, yeah.
Because of all the TV stuff he's done for all that time.
Well, he was doing all the TV. Clint was doing the directing.
And movies and all that.
But both of those make big money.
Agree.
Okay. Anyway, it's a surprise.
I'm shocked at that. So we're going to come back, do a review.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. And whatever you need for your vehicle, yes, we've got some snow predicted for next week. Yes, winter will still come. And yes, you need to make sure your vehicle is in top working order. Extreme Auto Repair can do that for you. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
Extreme Auto Repair protects you. This is not the year to wait until the last minute for repairs, because everything's backed up. You try to get your vehicle in for maintenance the day before a snowstorm, you may be out of luck. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker wants to help you maintain your vehicle before winter. So right now, they're not raising prices. Their leadership team has committed to a temporary pricing freeze to protect their customers. Thanks to their remarkable diligence, the team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker has managed to keep turnaround times relatively short. They're spending big chunks of their day, every day, calling distributors around the country to hunt down parts for their customers. Just one of the reasons we're proud to promote them on KLZ. Now, to help you get ready for winter, they're committing to a pricing freeze so you can afford to maintain your vehicle. Call them now, 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises made, promises kept.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Make sure that your estate is in order. Review your current one if needed, or start from scratch. He can do any or all. 720-394-6887 or klzradio.com.
Consider two women. Alice has never given much thought to what would happen in a medical crisis. Jane has an estate plan with Michael Bailey Law. On the same day, both of them are rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery. Alice's family doesn't know what to do, so they start fighting about who will decide. Jane's family turns to her oldest daughter, to whom Jane has already granted power of attorney. Make your choice at klzradio.com/estate.
Catherine and Robin love their jobs because they help seniors move into homes they never thought they could afford. Most real estate agents would have no idea how to help you qualify for affordable housing. And even the ones who know how probably wouldn't extend the effort. To be frank, realtors make a smaller commission on affordable housing contracts, so most agents wouldn't put in the time. But Catherine and Robin have found these to be some of the most rewarding home sales they've ever closed. Seniors who were stuck in large homes with multiple levels and too much property maintenance are able to move into brand new condos. Now, qualifying is a bit complicated, but that's where KLZ's real estate team comes in. Catherine and Robin work with a lender who specializes in affordable housing, so they oversee the entire qualification process along with all of the real estate contracts. They know what they're doing. Call the only team of two dedicated realtors who will help you qualify for affordable housing. 720-437-8210. 720-437-8210. Catherine Pickering and Robin Lewis Oglesby, K and R Home Transitions, powered by Worth Clark Realty.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate joining John Rush. And John, are you ready for a movie?
I am always ready.
Are you ready for a zombie movie? You are never ready
for
that.
I'm not a zombie guy, but that's okay. We'll still listen.
You know, zombie movies, they come in many different forms.
They do.
And some are really cool. Some are, you know, they're just trying to gross you out and that's it.
Right.
There's some of that in this, but it's interesting. Well, Resident Evil is one of these zombie series that is really slick. At least it started out that way for sure.
Okay.
It starred Mila Jovovich. Do you know her?
Doesn't ring a bell, but...
You know, it's really interesting. She's a model slash actress, and I actually saw an interview with her recently. She is a very down-to-earth, real person. Three kids, loves her husband. Huh. They've been together for a long time, and yet she's this action hero who did this. And the whole idea of Resident Evil is that Alice, who is played by Mila Jovovich, is this engineered kind of person. And she is the only one who can fight back against these zombies because she's immune.
Okay.
Right? If she gets bit, it's not going to affect her. And so that has kind of grown into the Resident Evil series. But here's the question. How did the zombies come about in the first place? What created this problem in the first place? So this, Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City, is a prequel.
Okay.
This is before Alice.
So we're going back in time.
Exactly. And Raccoon City, by the way, is the name of the place that where this all started.
Well, thank you, because I couldn't figure out how that fit in.
Yeah,
what is this about, raccoons, or what's going on
here?
Well,
that's just it. I want to give you just a little backup before we jump in,
okay,
because I know the series. I'm a Resident Evil fan.
Okay.
I've never seen one,
so you're way ahead of me.
One or two are just awful, but some are really good. Well, Raccoon City is a town that's completely owned by the Umbrella Corporation.
Okay. The evil Umbrella Corporation?
The evil Umbrella. Okay. Yeah, every corporation's
evil. They're all
evil,
right?
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay,
of course.
Just making sure.
You know, and let's see here. Raccoon City was both above and below ground. They've got the below ground testing areas. Okay, we'll get into that in a bit. But Raccoon City was provided by the Umbrella Corporation, which is, of course, a pharmaceutical company, obviously. And they use this place to provide their employees with a safe living. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what unleashed all of this on Raccoon City? How did this come about? How did this become the zombie apocalypse epicenter? We find out the answers in Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City.
Hello? What's your name?
What the hell happened here?
The Umbrella Corporation's been experimenting on this town since we were kids. People are getting sick. We have to stop Umbrella.
Show me your hands!
What the f***?
The world needs to know what's really going on.
Hide.
Run!
of this town.
Get out of this town, John. It's like San Francisco. Well, it's not that bad. Okay, let's not paint too bad of a picture. Okay, get out of this town. Things are bad in Raccoon City. As you heard there, experiments are going on. Well, not all of the Umbrella concoctions are good. You know, they're a pharmaceutical company. Because behind closed doors, terrible experiments were going on. Sort of Wuhan on steroids, right?
Got it.
And they're basically looking into things like eternal life. How can we make people last forever? You know, reanimating human tissue. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
That's never been a problem. And so, I mean, it's just kind of funny. So it can only be done, obviously, with a virus that rewrites human DNA to sustain beyond death. This they call the T-virus.
No, it's called Corona.
Corona. It's
just
called
kidding.
The Corona T-virus.
Kidding.
Exactly. Well, the T-virus, you actually know through the whole series.
Okay.
It's part of it. The T-virus is what is infecting people and turns them into zombies. And also all kinds of other things, because this T-virus was also engineered to endow users with great power and, you know, weird kind of powers, and they become monsters. Well, unfortunately, life after death makes you, well, a zombie. That's a bad thing, John. And in Resident Evil, too much of the virus can make you into even worse monsters, as I mentioned before. Well, back to Raccoon City. Somehow the virus has gotten out. I don't know if it's in the water or it's in the air. Well, it's gradually infecting the remaining townspeople.
Got it.
Slowly, over time. So day by day, they're changing. They're bleeding from the eyes. Not a good sign.
No.
You know, just
that's
a little
never
bit
good,
from
by
the corner.
Way.
Yeah. They're losing concentration. And finally, they're bloodthirsty zombies feeding on the living. Finally, they get to that point. But it happens very slowly. And they're confused. They don't understand what's happening to them. Well, in this prequel, we see the lab workers and townspeople transform and mutate. And unfortunately, a group of cops who are immune, they've been given some kind of immunity. They're immune from the general what's going on. If they get bit, that's different.
Okay.
Well, they must survive the monsters developing around them. Well, along with the cops is the younger version of Claire. And Claire, she's a classic Resident Evil character. She's probably the second most popular one after Alice. Played by Kaia Scodelario. Kaia Scodelario, Claire is only in her 20s, but she's militant. She's street tough. She can shoot. She knows what she's doing. Well, the cops include Claire's brother and an assortment of these buffed athletic types.
Okay.
You know, big guys who can handle everything, they think. Well, venturing out into the town to learn what's going on, because people are changing and they're changing fast, and they got to figure out what's going on. So they venture out into the town. Soon they realize they're surrounded. Pretty scary.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. One deformed girl, very deformed. She's so deformed, you can only see her eye through. She's wearing this mask, and it's on sideways, right? She helps them, but she can't go with them. I think that's going to become important in the next movie.
Okay.
Well, here's the question. Will they escape? And what's going to happen to Raccoon City? Because, you know, the Umbrella Corporation knows what it has gotten out there. So obviously they need to cover this over. They need to make this go away. And so that's the big thing. Do we get out? Is this thing going to get out? What's going to happen to the city? Are we doomed? That's the story. What do you think?
Sounds okay.
Well, it's kind of interesting.
I would probably go see it. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because usually in zombie movies, right, one bite, you're a zombie, and then they just multiply
like
cells dividing.
Right.
And they're everywhere. In this one, they are gradually turning. It's very interesting watching that happen. Okay, what works? Kaia Scodelario, I have a hard time saying her name. I don't know why. She has
Better than I am.
Well, she has a good future. She's fun. She's obviously gorgeous. She's one of these young starlets. And I've always just really liked her. She just does a good job.
She looks like a young Jodie Foster.
She kind of does.
Doesn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. And
kind of has that look, right?
Right. And the action kind of thing for her works.
Okay.
She can, you know how some actresses just can't pull off action
that
well.
I agree.
Shove them in there, but they're not, you know, they're not that good. She is. Okay. There's a solid pace for most of the film. A lot of these zombie movies drag.
Why is that? Why do they?
Because they're trying to build dread. And you know what I've always said. When you're trying to build dread in a scary movie, you can underdo it or overdo it, right? You can make it come too quick and people become numb to it.
Okay.
And they don't care.
Okay.
Or you can take too long and people lose interest.
And they're like bored.
Right. There's a real timing. And some directors have it and some don't.
Okay. Makes sense.
For the most part in this movie, they have the timing good. They do a really good job of having the townspeople turn bad, which is kind of interesting. There's lots of gross zombie action and slick shooting, really cool shooting, because she's a great shot. You got these good scares in the dark. That's always scary for me.
Okay.
Right? When they're coming at you in the dark and you go blam, blam, and you
know,
right, exactly. You know, and so just flickering lights and they're coming at you.
Right.
I know that's kind of corny, but it's very scary for me. I wonder if the deformed girl grows up to be Alice. I think that's what they're setting up here.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I'm gonna take my shot. I'm taking my shot. The deformed girl grows up to be Alice because she's very powerful, and so is Alice. Overall, a good job establishing several key characters going forward. And finally, you have this growing feeling of dread that you need to have. Okay, that's what works. What doesn't? There's fairly boring writing through parts of it. And what I mean is this. It really needed humor. These kinds of movies, if you don't have some good humor here and there, you know, breaking it up, it starts to become just a survival slog. And sometimes that can work if they're really well directed, right? And it's kind of like Aliens. And no, that was actually pretty funny at times too. But it's kind of hard. It becomes a slog. Well, they needed humor. And they needed a more powerful lead character like Alice. Mila Jovovich as Alice was terrific. She was ideal. She has these eyes that look like crystals. They're incredible. Okay, and she's just this cool-looking, cool-sounding person. Well, Kaia Scodelario is good, but she's not cool like Alice. So that was kind of missing. The characters are fine, but they're rather flat. They only had, you know, you got all these buffed guys who are buffed. Well, okay.
Right.
How's that going to go? Only this rookie cop offers some variety. He was interesting. The rest are just macho cops. And the captain is an exaggerated character. He's over the top. It was kind of like, John, they understood they didn't have very interesting characters. And so they took the captain and tried to make him one of these, you know, yell at the troops, over the top kind of, you know. They were forcing it. That kind of kills realism. Okay, we should have seen the townspeople churn on each other. I mean, seriously, what are the odds that they all churn at the same rate?
Right. Well.
Pretty low, right?
Yeah, pretty low.
Right. But they do. And then they come after the cops together. It's kind of weird, you know, as they all become zombies. I would have thought that you would have seen them kind of, you know, this one churned quicker and churns on the others faster. And this, they should have shown a lot more of that. And finally, it was a bit predictable at times. You needed more jump scares, less gross stuff. When these movies rely on the gross stuff, it's usually because they're not very well directed. And that you could tell it was decently directed with the pace, but not greatly directly. Okay. Rotten Tomatoes hated this movie, John. They gave it 26%.
Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
They dropped
the
bomb. They dropped the big one. I'm not going to go that low, actually. I'm going to give it 2.5 stars. Average. Serious. I mean, if you look, for those out there who like to, you know, like some scares, they like the, you know, the scary movies, but they want to see something that's also got some good action, good shooting, good fights, you know, and that kind of thing, good fighting for survival and all that. This is worthwhile. It's actually worth seeing. It's not a bad movie.
Okay.
Political, 3, not a thing. Thank you.
Really?
Yes. More religious, I gave it a 3, you know, for the genre.
Because what it is, right. It you is
know,
what it is.
Zombies, you know, because they want to eat you, are fairly immoral creatures. I know that's kind of surprising.
They're trying to survive.
Yes. They're just trying to get by.
Yeah.
They're just
trying to get by. There you go.
They're just trying to get by.
That's
they're just trying to do their
that's
job,
right.
You know. I mean, working guys, you know.
So 2.5, 3, 3.
2.5, 3, 3.
That's not bad. There's worse movies.
Oh, yeah. I think there are worse movies. And right now, by the way, there are no movies. That's why I went to this.
There's not too many out right now. Why is that?
It's Calm Before the Storm, and we just had some, you know, that I reviewed. And starting
so
next
Christmas
week,
is
right.
The
Christmas
build up.
Season is gearing up.
Isn't there's a
but
big one
this,
next week, right?
For whatever, fairly big.
We'll
I forget
talk about
what it
when we come back. We'll look it up. And we'll talk about it when we come back.
Okay.
Because I noticed there's something decent coming next week. I think.
Right, and one last thing. Because of the volume coming up, I don't know why they didn't put one of those here.
Oh, good. Okay. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Okay.
Good segue. We'll be right back, folks. Franktown Firearms is coming up next. And I know we were talking about Alec Baldwin during the beginning of the show, but gun safety, always top of mind. Somebody was texting me and said, you know, John, have you ever handled a gun you didn't clear? No. In fact, I've never pulled the trigger on one I didn't do load, clear, you know, all of that, you know, not clear, but load and handle myself. It's just the number one rule of gun safety. If you want to know more about gun safety and it's something you've never experienced, you've never owned a gun, Franktown can help you with all of that, especially for you first-time gun owners. Don't buy a gun without being trained on it first. KLZradio.com, 720-770-7777. And don't forget about Tactical Fun Nights tonight at Franktown.
You can't not smile after firing Freedom Seeds. That's what the shop manager at Franktown Firearms calls bullets. You want the freedom of self-reliance. The negativity of the news makes your security feel uncertain. Whether you're looking to make your first firearm purchase or you're a master at arms, Franktown Firearms is here to cultivate a relationship with you as a client, not as a customer. Even though you may be a first-time shooter, Franktown Firearms has professional trainers that can get you to the experience level you want to be at. There's no cap holding you back. Training can be one-on-one or in a classroom setting because they customize instructions based on your level of comfortability. They include a rental firearm you can train with. You even have the choice to try before you buy when you're unsure what to purchase. The empowerment of a firearm is sure to help you liberate your smile in a seemingly uncertain time. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown for more information. That's klzradio.com/Franktown.
Al Smith's going to join us here in about 10 minutes. We're going to talk about IRAs as we get towards the end of the year. Anything else you want to talk to Al, though, from Golden Eagle, he's a phone call away, 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com.
You've been saving for retirement your entire career. Now it's time to take some of your winnings off the table. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a tax-efficient retirement plan. You've never had much need for a financial advisor in the past because you have primarily contributed to your company's 401k or IRA. Now you're looking to the future. You know those accounts will be fully taxable once you retire, and taxes could be a pretty big chunk. Now's the time to start thinking about converting at least a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts. Your company's retirement plan has served you well, but you don't need to leave your nest egg there forever. In fact, it may be in your best interest to move some of that money before you retire. Find out how you could move into a lower tax bracket. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, don't let no-shows get you down. You can take care of those and eliminate them. GReminders will do that for you. There's a great link on our website that'll give you a big discount to GReminders. Just go to rushtoreason.com and look for GReminders.
No more no-shows. Imagine a world where every time you make an appointment, your client actually shows up on time. GReminders will send out customizable automated reminders before every meeting, so no one forgets again. You decide what the reminders will say. GReminders will take care of the rest. With competitive pricing, affordable for even the smallest businesses, GReminders will pay for itself by eliminating wasted time and money. KLZ listeners receive 10% off the first year at GReminders.com/KLZ. Sign up now to stop the no-shows.
Real answers for real people. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, real quick, what do we have coming up that we can look forward to in regards to movies?
Okay, next week, West Side Story, which has been redone by Steven Spielberg.
Oh.
That's coming out, and that looks very big. I think that's going to bring in a lot of people. A side movie that's coming out is Being the Ricardos.
And that Being the Ricardos.
That follows Lucy and Desi Arnaz as they face a crisis that can end their careers and another that can end their marriage.
Okay.
And so it's actually a movie about Lucy.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Now, on the 17th, a week later, one of the biggies.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man No Way Home. I don't know how good this is going to be, honestly. This looks too weird. It's Spider-Man and it's got Doctor Strange, who I like a lot. And we'll see. You know, lots of multiverses. I don't like that stuff. the multiverses. It gets old for me. I like a straight story, but we'll see. Maybe it'll work. But that's the biggie. Then there's this side movie called Nightmare Alley.
Okay.
You got this ambitious carny with a talent for manipulating people with a few well-chosen words, hooks up with a female psychiatrist who is even more dangerous than he is. And what's interesting is the people starring, Bradley Cooper and Cate Blanchett. She is a spectacular actress.
Okay.
And he's a terrific actor. So that alone makes it interesting. We'll see.
What about Matrix?
That's next. On the 22nd, you got Matrix Resurrection.
I thought that was coming out next week.
No. Unless they stepped it up. On the release date I had right here listed was right before Christmas.
Okay. I thought I saw September December 10th, but don't quote me on that.
Hey, maybe they moved it up. I'll take a look.
Okay.
But that would put it with West Side Story. I'm not quite sure why they would do that. Matrix Resurrections is coming out on the 22nd. At least that's what it's slated for. Sing 2, also on the 22nd. And The King's Man, also on the 22nd. Yeah. So maybe they moved it up, and I didn't know because they were trying to unclog the 22nd. But usually, John, they don't. Usually right before Christmas, they will release at least three very strong movies.
Okay.
And then on Christmas, you have two more that are coming out. One is called Licorice Pizza. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds like nothing. It's just the story of these two young people.
Yeah, I saw the previews to that. Yeah.
It looks good.
It does look good, actually.
They're running around, just two young people running around. They're very different. They're odd. They're an odd young couple of people, and they fall in love, you know. It's back set in 1973 in San Fernando Valley. And the other one, of course, you have seen American Underdog, also coming up on Christmas.
Which we're doing our best to actually get somebody from the movie on next Friday.
Be very cool.
So we'll see if that happens. I'll let you know. But that's kind of what they're trying to get put together. So hopefully we can talk to one of the actors or somebody from the movie.
That'd be fun.
We'll see if that actually pans out or not. So,
All right.
So you have some I told you so's.
Oh, a couple really quick.
Right.
A little off topic,
but that's okay. We can shift gears.
It's not from me, but it's from both of us. We've both been saying this.
Okay.
Really quick here.
We're fine. We got time. Go ahead. You're fine.
Jobs report.
Yes.
Okay. Remember last month, the jobs report was a good one. Finally, Joe Biden had a good jobs report, and it was well ahead of projections. What did you and I say? It had been down multiple months in a row. I mean, not just down, but I mean coming in several, you know, hundreds of thousands below projections. And we just, what did we say? It's going to drop back down.
Right.
It's going to start going up and down, but it is terrible overall. He is just, I mean, he has got to be well over a million five below estimates of jobs that we were supposed to have created just over the last 6 months. Well, it fell again. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be well over 500,000. It was like 220.
Yeah, 210 or something even.
210, 212.
Way low. Well, you know, half of what they thought. Less than half.
Yeah, two words. It sucked.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing is, let's see here. Remember how we said on the Rittenhouse, I said, look, that thing took 4 days because they had other forces acting upon them. You know, the big three things are worried about public safety, their safety, maybe political ends as well. Right. Well, this one guy who is this big BLMer who came out and said that he had doxed, that he knew people who had doxed the jury. He just got arrested. And I'm not sure where I've got the article, but basically he just got arrested. Why? Because apparently he contacted members of the jury.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So there were factors weighing on them.
And they still did the right thing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Very amazing.
Isn't it?
Now,
knowing
you know,
all of that.
Now these are allegations, but they appear pretty solid. I mean, he was brought in, and his bail is big. It's like $50,000. But right away, these you know, racist groups are raising money to get him out. So it just blows my mind.
The guy is just awful. And I know what you said. We've got to prove all of that. Of course. Get it. But this is one of those things where that would not shock me at all.
Well, doesn't that kind of go in line with, I'm not saying it's the reason, it would be one of the reasons
it took so long. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right on. I think on target. I would be shocked if that's not the case.
Well, remember, MSNBC was literally ejected, thrown out of the courtroom because one of their reporters was stalking the bus with the jurors. I mean, come on. We don't see things like this. And by the way, folks, I just got to remind everybody, the right did none of this. Once again, it was all done by who, John?
The left.
The left. Thank you.
All right, we'll come right back. Talk to Al Smith, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Coming up next, folks, if you've got an issue with your heater or your air conditioner, which some of you may be still running at this point with the way our weather has been, or, you know, hot water heat, you name it, or anything electrical, they can help you with that as well. Don't forget to ask about the Absolute Advantage membership, 720-526-0231.
Increase comfortability in your home with a UV air purifying system from Absolute. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air offers dynamic air solutions you won't find at most HVAC companies. Unfortunately, not all air purification products deliver on their promises. Before selecting a product, the team at Absolute personally met with the scientists who developed the technology, installing systems in their own homes to make sure they really work. The science makes sense. Your ultraviolet purifier attaches to your furnace, killing particles like dust, mold, and even most viruses at the source before the air blows through your vents into the rest of your house. One small unit purifies the air throughout your home, eliminating odors. Call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air today for an air purifier that works. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, folks, if you're looking for power when it's not available or power when the lights go off because something's happened and either the grid's down or we've had a big storm or they're just rolling blackouts, which, by the way, are going to happen as long as we keep going down this quote-unquote green energy path that we're on. My solar backup has an answer for that. You can stack these, by the way, and actually end up with more power than they come with standard. It's 1,800 watts. You can stack those, though. Do the math. 1,800 becomes 36 and so on and so forth. And it's really a great idea, and they work wonderfully. It's mysolarbackup.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Solar generators are emergency backup systems that provide life-saving electrical backup power, and mysolarbackup.com has just moved a small shipment of new solar generators through the Long Beach port. Unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous winter weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Listeners get over $700 in additional bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Enter the Solar Generator Giveaway Contest while you're there and look for the free report, How to Cut Your Electric Bill in Half. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Buy an investment, not a job. Because John Rush has bought and sold his own businesses in the past, he has learned the hard way what happens when you purchase a disorganized company. You end up buying a job. John knows what it's like to work 80 hours a week just to keep a business afloat. He's not a broker, but he can spot the difference between a well-run company and a chaotic one. Hire John Rush to evaluate a business before you buy it. Email John at rushtoreason.com.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Al Smith joining us now from Golden Eagle Financial. Al, how are you today, sir? Hello, Al. Are you there?
I am.
There we go.
There's Al.
How are you? It was good seeing you there tonight at the event, by the way, Al.
Oh, yeah. You had a lot of your advertisers there and other KLZ folks. It was a great event.
It was a blast.
A lot of cruising and a lot of good, solid folks were there. Great pizza, too.
Yeah, it was good pizza, great event. All right, talk to us, though, about IRAs. It's getting to that time of the year where folks may be looking at doing some different things tax-wise. And if they want to convert or do something with an IRA, I guess, first question, what's the time limit on that? What do they need to be looking at? How soon do they need to contact you and so on?
Well, those are all good questions. People have all the way until April 15th if they want to make either an IRA contribution or a contribution to their Roth.
Okay.
But if someone is looking at a little tax planning before the end of the year than if they're thinking about converting part of their traditional IRA to Roth so that their income and retirement will be at least partly tax-free, then they need that. They need to do that before the end of the year, December 31st. It's a little bit like a business, like I know your property management business.
Right.
If it looks like they're having a great year, then just before the end of the year, you may want to buy a couple trucks.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, in other words, for tax planning, if that's something they're interested in doing, they need to get to you before the end of the year, which means, really, folks, now. I mean, I guess, Al, I'll interject. You know, by the time you get things done and you get things handled to give enough time so it's not this, you know, emergency rush before the end of the year, they need to really call you now.
Well, that's exactly right. And also, people need to take out their required minimum distributions before the end of the year. And that's not so much a tax planning event as it is an obligatory event. It's one of those.
Well, and I know you've told me this, and I'm not at the age where that's quite a big deal for me yet, or it's not a big deal for me at all yet. But those that are, if you don't do the obligatory, as you just said, withdrawals, what happens, Al?
Well, the penalties are brutal. If you take out money out of an IRA before 59 and a half, you have a 10% additional penalty. Okay. However, if you don't take out your required minimum distribution when that is required, which is after age 72, then the penalty is 50%.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's brutal. No question.
Okay, I'm confused maybe isn't the right word, but why do they do that? I mean, it's just money that's sitting in there. Do they feel like it's money you put in there at a tax advantage, and so now they want to make sure you pull it out to be taxed on it, so if you leave it in there, they're just going to take half of it? Is that the thought process?
That is exactly the thought process. And
okay.
I have met people in the course of my working with people who have accidentally forgotten to do that. It wasn't, you know, products that I had provided for them. They had before I ever met them, and through an error, they forgot to do it, and they didn't exactly write a letter to the IRS to, you know, confess or anything, and they didn't end up hearing from them, but technically that is the penalty, and that's one of the reasons that people who are a long way from age 72 may want to be thinking about converting traditional IRA to Roth so that you won't be in that category where you have to take out this large sum of money, even if you don't need it.
Okay. So when it comes to that conversion, because the money that's gone into a traditional IRA has been a deduction and it gets taxed as it comes out down the road, if you pull it now, convert it to a Roth, what's the conversion rate or what's the cost to do that on average?
Well, you pay tax just as if it were additional income.
Okay.
And with my clients who like the idea of converting to Roth over time, we have a conversation in December because we're in December. Most people by December with their pay stub.
Yeah, you know your income.
Yeah, people have a pretty good idea what their income is. So we can estimate what tax bracket.
Okay.
And if they're thinking about converting, we look at the brackets and say, well, it looks like you can convert an additional $40,000, $50,000. And still stay in the same tax bracket you're in now.
Especially if you're on a particular year where maybe you've got some other good deductions, write-offs, things along those lines, that would be the time to think about doing that, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Or if people maybe were unemployed part of this year.
Right.
And they're in a lower bracket, so that permits them to convert a greater amount
makes
of their
sense.
IRA without being bumped into a higher bracket.
Makes total sense, because the advantage is in the Roth down the road, you're not taxed when you pull it out at all.
As long as you wait 5 years.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Al, again, these are things that I guarantee you the majority of people don't know. I don't know it, and I follow a lot of things financially speaking, as you know, and it's one of those things I know very little about. So this is great information. If folks want to get a hold of you and just sit down, have a conversation, which, by the way, folks, it's always the best thing to do. Al, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me at my office, 303-744-1128, And if anyone is driving right now, they can get in touch with me by contacting the radio station. The folks at KLZ are really, really good about getting people in touch with me when they call the station, because I know that's when I listen to the radio
right.
a lot, is when I'm driving. And
right.
And I don't drive and write things down in a notepad and end up in crash or a ticket for distracted driving, but you can just get in touch with the radio station.
The other thing you can do, folks listening, you all know the website, rushtoreason.com. You go there for the question of the day and so on. Al's links are all there as well under our sponsor page. Really, really easy that way also. So, Al, we got multiple ways to find you. I appreciate it, by the way, Al. And if I don't see you, I will before Christmas. But have a Merry Christmas. I know we'll see you before then. But thanks for all you do. We really appreciate it. And thanks for coming out the other night.
Oh, you're welcome. And just one little note. I heard you and Andy talking about the jobs report and things like that.
Yep.
One thing that I don't think is being paid attention to is the folks who are leaving their jobs because of vaccine mandates.
That's right. Correct, Al.
They're not eligible to collect unemployment.
No, they are not. You are correct in that.
When he shows that, oh, gosh, unemployment's gone way down, but that doesn't include the vast numbers of
That's a great point.
You know, you're
COVID
spot on, Al.
Don't want to get the poke in the arm.
You are correct, Al. Good catch, by the way. I appreciate you saying that. You are spot on, which means the numbers get even skewed more.
Exactly.
Yep.
They're very very skewed.
That's right.
But, well, John, God bless you.
Hey, God bless you too, Al. Thank you as always. I appreciate it, sir. You're a good guy. And folks, please, if you want to talk to Al, again, easy way to do it, go to rushtoreason.com, look for Al there, and call him. Al, thanks as always, man. Appreciate it. See you Wednesday.
You bet. Take care, guys.
All right, man. Appreciate it very much. All right, up next, Novus Auto Glass. And they will take care of your windshield repair or your replacement. And, some of our locations, by the way, we're going to talk about this next week on Drive Radio, do window tinting as well. Not all, but some of them do. So call and ask about that, too, if need be. RushToReason.com/Novus.
Modern windshields help protect the occupants of your vehicle in the event of a collision, so quality counts. In today's vehicles, your windshield has become a structural component of your car. The glass requires a specific amount of pressure to keep your windshield from literally popping out during impact. Even the quality of the resin that glues your windshield to your frame can make a difference. Since they invented windshield repair in 1972, Novus Auto Glass has continued to perfect their technique. Unlike most of their competitors, Novus can repair cracks up to a foot long without sacrificing the integrity of your windshield. Industry-wide delays in the supply chain have forced manufacturers to limit the quantity of glass they sell to individual shops, so you may need to wait longer for a new windshield. The sooner you contact Novus Auto Glass, the better chance you have at saving money with a repair. Contact a Novus location near you at klzradio.com/glass.
The best export we have is common sense. You're listening to Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, I want to thank Al for coming on with us. Great guy, by the way. Anything you need when it comes to that financial end of things, planning for, the advising of and so on, give Al a call. He'd love to take care of you. And I got a text message from somebody, Andy, that said, yeah, West Side Story, John's favorite.
Oh, are you going to go to it? Is this going to be like kids going to Titanic 20 times in a row? Is that what you're going to do with West Side?
No.
I got to be honest, the original West Side Story was terrific.
It was. I've seen it like once.
Did you really? You saw it?
Yeah, once. I've seen a play of it too once.
Do you ever go to the theater?
Once or twice or, yeah.
Really?
I've been
really?
A handful of times.
What have you
Dinner
what,
theaters, I'll what do,
have you
can
been,
eat.
What have you been dragged to?
I've seen Phantom of the Opera.
But that's music, dude. That's,
I know.
Okay.
It was obligatory.
Obligatory
event I went to once.
You resent it.
So boring. So boring.
Okay.
And then I've been to a few dinner theater, deals. Just, they're okay. You get to eat, at intermission, and the actors serve you and all that, and they're decent. But
okay.
I mean,
all right.
Is it okay? It's okay. It's not my favorite. I'll do it. I'll do a lot of things. It's just not what I enjoy.
I just thought West Side Story, your favorite part would be the ballet. I mean, don't you think that when gangs get together and fight, like in Chicago right now, we'd have a lot fewer deaths if they'd first have to do a few plies, a few spins, twirls.
Isn't West Side Story, or Fiddler on the Roof is the if I were a rich man or
if
something.
If I were
right?
a rich man, it's Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof. Okay. Anyways.
Okay. Coming
what
up
are we
in
doing
the next,
next.
Okay, the movies this week are going to be memorable movie voices, speaking or singing. You hear them, you know them right away. Hearing voices.
Okay.
Next at 4.
As in Andy or John.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Hour number 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.